Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名开始正道。
It is wonderful that I see all the brothers and sisters, especially all the young brothers and sisters, attend this NYTS to share your time for your dedication for this during the 2 weeks.
感谢主，在这个神信班当中看到这么多的年轻人，你们把这个宝贵的时间奉献出来参加神信班。
I hope that everybody, those who attend the NYTS, receive great blessing and receive from God.
我希望所有的学员参加神信班都能够从神领受恩典。
I remember first time when I attended NYTS in 1994, 1995, I forgot, but one of the years.
我还记得在1994或95年我参加神信班的时候。
But that time, so not that many people like here, like 120 like this time. So it's very different at that time.
那个时候没有像我们这一次有120个成员参加。
But still, I remember at that time the when I during the 2 weeks I prayed to God to listen to all the precious word of God I received.
但是我记得那一次在神信班的时候，我向神祷告。让我能够这个学习所有的功课。
Especially all the lectures I forgot, but so for now, but I remember time that when I put my heart and time for the Lord for my prayer.
当时我学的什么课程我都忘了但是我还记得一件事就是把我的身心摆上。
So I hope that everybody received a great blessing, spiritual blessing.Receive abundantly each one of you.
所以希望每一个成员都能够领受在属灵上大的恩典。
This afternoon, the topic is make most of your time.
今天下午我用爱惜光阴来互相勉励。
We know the time is precious.
因为时间实在是宝贵。
And especially that our youth, that our time is one of the most precious time in our life.
尤其是对年轻人来说时间就是最宝贵的的东西在一生当中。
So it is important that we will utilize our time to wise way to glorify God.
所以一生当中我们要好好的爱惜光阴来荣耀主的名。
And please turn to Book of Ephesians chapter 5.
我们打开以弗所书的第五章。
Book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 to 21.
以弗所书第五章从十五节读到二十一节，新约273页。
Ephesians chapter 5 from verse 15.
以弗所书第五章十五节读起。
Therefore, be careful how you walk, and not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.And do not get drunk with wine, for that is a dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. 20. Always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of God, of Christ. On this passage, the Apostle Paul gave a great encouragement to the member in the church in Ephesus.
这段圣经就是使徒保罗他写信给以弗所的教会的众信徒。
And especially the verse 16 says, making the most of your time because the days are evil.
尤其在十六节所提到说要谨慎行事。因为现今的世代邪恶。
We believe that now generation is a 21st century, that it truly his second coming is getting close to us.
在这二十一世代的我们现在的基督徒对主耶稣再来说已经很接近了。
So we have to keep checking ourselves how we spend our time through our daily life.
所以我们要好好的省察我们每天是怎样子的来过生活。
We can say each time, each day is very precious, very important.
因为每一天每一时刻对我们一生来说都是很重要的。
We know the one of England, the one of the general, the Wellington.
啊，在英格兰这个 Wellington 的一个将军。
And he defeated Napoleon.
啊，他把这个拿破仑的军队打败了。
And then he became a great politician in England.
啊，结果他在这个大英帝国啊，就是成为一个很重要的政治家。
One time he had he made appointment with one of the politicians in the London Bridge.
那有一次啊，他跟另外一个政治家啊约会啊，在这个伦敦桥上见面。
But he showed up on the Wellington general showed up on time.
那么这个威灵顿将军他准时到达。
And then he waiting for the person who met him, waiting for about 5 minutes.
那么他等待对方的临的来到啊，差不多等了5分钟的时间。
And then he showed up later on.
啊，那么结果他等的人最后来了。
And then the General Wellington rebuked him.
那么当场这个威灵顿将军就指责他。
How come you waste my 5 minutes?
他说为什么？那这个凭什么道理啊？你浪费了我5分钟的时间。
And then this man says, just only 5 minutes.
那么对方说，只不过是五分钟吧。
Through my experience, 5 minutes is important enough to do many things.
啊，这个威灵顿将军说，对我来讲，5分钟我就可以做很多的事。
Because of 5 minutes, maybe my army can be defeated or can defeat enemies.
啊，因为5分钟的耽搁，那么我的军队可能就给敌方这个击败了。
So the next he also make another appointment because of the matter for the government.
那么下一次啊，也为这个办政府的事啊，他又跟别人约会。
And since this is second time, so the man showed up before 5 minutes of appointment time.
那么这一次啊是第二次的约会啊，所以对方呢啊在5分钟之前啊提前就到了。
Arlington showed up on time at that time, and then he saw that this man showed up earlier.
那么威灵顿将军也准时到达。发现对方早在5分钟就到了。
And then he asked him, "When did you come here?"
啊，那么他问对方说：“你什么时候来到这里？”
And he said, confidently says, 5 minutes ago."
那么他很有自我信心的说：“5分钟之前。”
And then he rebuked him too.
啊，然后这威廉将军又是骂他了。
You don't know the meaning of time.
说你真的不懂得这个时光的重要。
You wasting of your 5 minutes.
所以你浪费了你的5分钟时间。
We cannot live life like this way.
啊，因为我们不能这样子的过活。
But the story telling us the importance of time.
啊，所以这个故事就是告诉我们光阴的重要。
Average people in this world, they think how they can spend their time.
啊，在我们日常生活当中，大家想想，我们应该怎样子的利用光阴
？But wise people think that how they can utilize their time.
啊，但是聪明的人啊，他想想我怎样子好好的利用时光。
Some of the philosophers says, if wasting our time, that means commit suicide.
啊，有个哲学家啊，他们想，若是我们没有好利用光阴的话，那等于是自我残杀。
Many times I look at my life and my daily life, and I'm also not the good time manager.
啊，我常常啊想想我自己的生活啊，在时间的利用上，我并不是一个很好的啊经营者。
And we have to wise way spend our time.
啊，所以我们必须要有智慧的啊来利用时间。
One man, this is another story.
啊，这又是另外一个故事。
There's a man, he went home from the work and then take shower and have a meal and then about time to bed.
啊，就是一个这个普通的人啊，他完成了工作回去以后啊，他就这个洗个澡，那么吃个饭，那个时候就要睡觉了。
And he heard a phone call.
那么他接到一个电话。
So there's a ring, so he picked up the phone.
啊，所以他就接了电话筒。
And then he talked to this person, said, "I'm going to put $1,440 in your account, so you can use tomorrow."
啊，那么他跟对方讲说，我会换了这1440块在你的这个存款，所以明天你可以用。
So this man think that, seems like sounds like a crazy. How come no reason and give me $1,440 in my account?
这个接电话人他觉得说对方大概是有点不太正常，怎么会忽然间把这个存款换到我的这个款项里面？所以
just hang up the phone.
所以他就把电话挂掉了。
The next day he just forget about this one, and then after work he came back, and then it's and. About the time to go to bed, and then also at that about the same time, the phone also ring.
那么隔天他早就把这个事情忘了，他又是完成一天工作，这个洗澡吃饭又要休息了，那么又是接到同一个电话。So
he picked up the phone.
所以他又接了这个电话筒。
And then says, I checked your account. You didn't withdraw $1,440.
那么对方跟他讲说，我查了的银行的这个存款，你没有把这1400多块，这个拿出来。So
since you don't use it, so I withdraw it.
那么你既然不用这个钱，所以我就把这个钱退掉了。Tomorrow,
I put this $1,440 in your account again. Please use it.
那明天我会把这1444块再存到你的银行的存款，那么好好的利用它吧。Yesterday
it was a joke.
He thought. But
after this phone call, he think that, oh, this is not a joke.
那么第二次又提到这个事，所以他说，这可能不是开玩笑的事。So
next day, during the lunch time, he checked the account.
所以在中午，隔天中午他吃饭的时候，他真的查一下这个银行的存款。Actually,
$1,440 in his account.
那么真的有这1444块就存入他的这个银行。What
a wonderful thing! So he withdrew the money.
那么他说，这是很好的事，所以他就把这个钱提出来了。And
then he spent it.
那么他也把这钱花了。And
the same that day, or that night, also the same person called at the same time.
那么当天晚上，同样一个人又跟他打电话。So
I checked. You spent $1,440. So I want to put save the $1,440 into your account again tomorrow.
他说我查了你的银行存款，我知道你已经提出这个1444块。 所以明天我还是照样的要把这个存款。So
it happens continue about 3 days.
那么这样的事情连续3天。
And then after that, the fourth day, this man called the same time.
那么到第四天，这个人同一个时间又打电话。
Through the last 3 days, you spend this money, unproductive ways.
跟他讲说，这前3天你都把这钱提出来，但并不是很有效的利用这些钱。
So I decide not to put any more from tomorrow.
所以从明天开始，我决定不再把这个钱存到你的存款单据。
This is a made-up story, but it tells us many things.
这是我编的一个故事，但是这个故事告诉我们很多道理。
The $1,440 is 1,440 minutes.
因为1444块就等于1444分钟。
If you calculate 24 hours toward, convert to the minutes and 1,440 minutes.
你都是一天24小时，一个小时60分钟，算起来就是1440分钟。
So every day God give us 1,440 minutes in our account.
因为每天神把这1440分钟存到我们的生命的存款单。
At the same time, God always look at us how we handle how we manage this daily life.
那么是同时，神他也查看我们到底怎样子利用这1440分钟。
If we spend our time wisely and properly, then that way we can please God.
都是我们有效的，有智慧的来利用这个时间，那这样子会使神得到喜悦。
I still regret that during my youth time in my 20s, I waste my time a lot.
我回顾我在二十岁的时候。 我浪费了很多的光阴。I'm
sure because now if I go back to 20s, I think I make a different life.
我想都是我再回到我的二十岁的青春时代的时候，那我会不同的利用时间。Many
people look at me like it looks like a 20s, but I'm not 20s.
很多人看说我大概是二十岁左右，但是事实上不是。They
really feel sorry for me.
所以他们就对我觉得很遗憾。
When I look at the mirrors, I can see that there's some there, the white hairs.
当我照镜子的时候，我看到头发有些白头发了。
It's too late. I myself go back to 20s.
所以我要回到二十年华已经太晚了。
See, your time now, especially you are in the 20s, it is truly the precious time that you are in your hands.
那么现在对你们来讲，这二十岁的年华时代啊，的确就是啊，在你一生当中你手上最宝贵的一段时间。
One time during student spiritual convocation in East Coast.
有一次在东岸在举行这个学生联恩会的时候
，I asked the student.
我就问这个学员
you are young now. You have a maybe 100. I forgot the whole story, but about little money in your pocket.
我跟他讲说，你现在很年轻在你口袋里头不多的钱。
But then there's a look at about 60, 70 years old man, but with $1 million.
那你看一个六十岁七十岁左右的人，他们有这个成千上万的钱。
Can you exchange your life with a turn out to be your life to be 60 years old and get this $1 million?
那你是不是愿意把你的生命跟这个人来交换，以至于得到他的这个成千上万的钱呢
？At the beginning, they think about the money, so they about to raise hands and then drop down.
学员刚开始想到这个钱很多，那么要把这个手提起来但是又放下去了。
Money is attracted, but the age 60 years not attracted.
说这个钱是很吸引人但是呢一下子要变六七十岁，那么这不值谈了。
See, the time is precious.
所以说光阴宝贵。
That's why the Apostle Paul here mentioned the verse 5 verse 16, chapter 5 verse 16 is makingthe most of your time because the days are evil.
所以使徒保罗在这里提到说要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
And also the mention that making the most of your time.
在这里说要爱惜你的光阴。
Your time is limited.
因为你的这个时间是有限的。
My time and your time is definitely limited.
你的时光我的时光都是有限的。
Time itself keep flowing.
因为这个时间是一直的这个不停息的往前。
So we can say this is unlimited.
我们不能说这是这个没有限的。
But we don't care about this time flowing itself. But most important thing is your time and my time.
我们不顾惜这个时间的挥逝但是重要是你的光阴，我的光阴。
And there is the Greek words has two different meaning of a time.
这个从希腊本文来讲对这个光阴有不同的解释。
And here the make the most of your time, the your time here means kairos.
这个就爱惜光阴这好利用时光就是 kairos.
A kairos is a time is that our decisions that influence my life.
因为我现实所做的决定影响到我的一生。
And the other one is a chronos, it's a universal time.
另外 chronos, 这是讲这个这个普遍性的光阴的时间。
Which is we cannot control this time.
意思就是说在时间表上我们没有办法控制它。
Every day 24 hours is a given, it keeps passing by.
每天给我们24小时但是一直在过去。
You cannot pull this 24 hours pull to your side.
你没有办法把这24小时往你这一方拖过来。
Because when you look at the clock and keep making sound, keep going.
因为你听这个时钟表它每分钟就这样子 tick 过去了。
Because you're holding your clock, put the time indicator is holding, it doesn't mean the time not going, it keep going anyway.
你就是抓住这个钟表的这个摇摆并不是表示说你就把这个时间控制住了。
But the kairos is our time.
但是 Kairo 就是你跟我的时间。
God give us each one of us give a certain time.
因为神给你跟我都是有一段的时间。
That's why this time is precious because God give us this certain time in our hand.
这时光是宝贵的，因为神把这一段时光交在你跟我的手上。
For example, like in the Bible mentioned that repent for the kingdom of God is at hand.
像圣经所说的就是我们要悔改，因为天国近了。
Jesus awake, trying to awakening them to let them understand that their time is short.
主耶稣警告当时候的世人说你们时光实在很短了。
Within the given time in their hands, do not repent, and then they have to waiting for coming of judgment.
啊，若是在他们可以把握住的时间啊，他们不及时悔改的话，那么他们要等候将来的审判。
Because for the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of heaven is at hand, coming closer to them.
啊，因为是天国已经近了，那、啊、越来越接近你们的时间。
So we can say that repent is a meaning, the concept is a kairos.
啊，所以这个悔改啊，在观念上啊，就是这个 kairos 这个字。
But、for the kingdom of heaven at hand, is a chronos.
啊，这个天国近了啊，事实上就是一个。普世的一个时间 chronos，
we cannot control the God's times。
啊，这个我们不能啊，这个控制啊神的这个时间的会事。
He already set his time for his second coming。
啊，因为他已经定了他要第二次再来的时间表。
We cannot change this times。
我们改不了这个时间表。
Every day spend 24 hours, and this time is getting closer。
每天24小时的过去，那么。对这个主耶稣再来时间表越来越近了。
But repent is different.
啊，但是祷告啊，但是啊，悔改你就不同了。
As long as I have a time in our hands, a life.
啊，只要我还有这个时光在我的手中
，then I can repent.
那我就可以悔改。
Once I repent, my life can great influence in our life, our destinies.
那么，因为我这样子悔改啊，这个决定就可以改变我以后。啊，的这个要面临的啊，这个前途。
So here we can say this meaning of difference of a time, especially we dealing with the kairos.
啊，所以对这个 kairos 这个观念来讲，啊，的确啊，我们啊要知道这个时间的宝贵。
Sometimes we think why God give us this precious time in our hands.
有时候我们想想，为什么神把这个宝贵的时间放在我们手上
？Because God allow us to His precious time in our hands.To use for His purpose.
啊，神把这个宝贵的时间放在我们手上，啊，让我们可以啊尽本分来达到神要给我们完成的工作。
Many times we forget about this purpose.
啊，但是常常我们忘记了啊神给我们这个工作的目的。
I hope that these 2 weeks that we all you and I we awakening ourselves to understand the will of God, so we can understand this meaning of time also.
啊，我非常希望这两个礼拜时间来啊，让我们好好的把握住这个时间，能够了解这时光的啊宝贵。
So we can use the time properly for the Lord.
啊，所以我们可以适当的来利用这时光啊，来做神的工。
Every time when we kneel down, we pray to God. We say, "The Lord."
啊，每次我们跪下祷告的时候，我们就说主啊。
Many times we use it too many times. Sometimes we forget about the meaning.Of the meaning of the Lord.
啊，我们常常称主的名，但是我们忘了啊，这个主的名是什么意义
？We know the Lord means our master.
啊，因为我们提到说主啊，意思就是说主，你是我的主人。
If we call the God as our master, then we are the slave.
那么我们既称啊，这个主是我们的主人，那么我们就是做他奴仆的。
So when we pray to God, we say that our Lord, then.We put the God as our master, then we have to put ourselves as a slave.
所以，当我们祷告称我们的主是我们的主的时候，我们要想我们是做仆人，他是做我们的主人。
In our prayer, as a Christian, in our attitude, if we confuse of this logic, then we cannot make a successful Christian life.
啊，在我们做一个基督徒啊，在基督徒生活当中，那没有办法好好把握住啊这个主仆的关系的话。那我们就啊失去的意义。
Why we pray to God？
啊，为什么我们向神祷告
？Because we want to know His will。
因为我们要知道他的旨意如何。
Because we want to follow His will and His command。
那既然我们要跟随他的旨意啊，要遵从他的命令。
But many times we say we Lord when we pray to God, but many times our will is stronger than the God's will。
啊，每次我们祷告的时候，我们称呼主啊。但是我们的意志啊，比这个神的意志还强。
Many times we do not want to God's way, but my way and your ways.
啊，以其我们要这个神的道路啊，我们坚持你的道路，我的道路。
It telling us our faith is still not ripe yet, still not grown up, fully grown up yet.
啊，所以这告诉我们说，我们的信心啊，还没有成长啊，到这个成熟的地步。
If we truly believe in God, we have to submit our life to the Lord completely.
啊，若是我们真实的相信神的话，那我们要把自己的生命完全交托。
And then God guide us our life.
那么神啊，就从此啊，就指引我们的道路。
Many brothers and sisters, later on, even now, get close to the age to get married.
啊，有很多我们的年轻的成员，慢慢的就达到你成婚的年龄了。
What do you ask when you pray about your spouse?
那你在祷告的时候，你怎样向神来祈求你将来的配偶
？Do you ask God's guidance to God, let God choose for the best one for you, or you willing to choose your own?
啊，你是不是啊这个祈求神的带领啊，赐给你最合适的配偶，或者是你要做这个自我的选择？
Nowadays, many churches, the matchmaker, they have suffered a lot.
啊，现在这个有很多的每个教会的这婚姻介绍人啊，事实上他们牺牲很大。
Because nobody wanted to be a matchmaker.
啊，因为实在是没有一个人啊愿意接受这个婚姻介绍者。
Because each one our own criteria, our own the expectation is too much.
啊，因为要啊这个介绍这个弟兄姐妹啊，每一个人。啊，他们这个标准，他们的这个啊，这个评审的这个眼光都不同。
Sometimes we turn out to be a little bit, we do not use our own intelligence. Sometimes God give us the best one. Sometimes.
啊，虽然说有时候我们不用自己的这个啊这个选择啊，但是神赐给我们是最好的。
When Adam, God want a helper. God want the creator helper for the Adams. Let God let Adam sleep, deep sleep.
啊，当神啊要给亚当造一个助手的时候，啊，神使亚当沉睡。
And then pick out the rib on.
然后从他的肋骨就啊取出一个骨头。
And then made a woman for the helper for the Adam.
啊，从亚当的肋骨啊，他就造出一个女人。
And then pull the hands to the reach to the Adam. This is your help, your wife.
啊，然后把这个夏娃带到亚当的跟前啊，说这就是你手啊这个手中的啊这个骨中的骨肉中的肉。
Adam never waste his time.
啊，所以事实上亚当从来没有浪费他的时间过。
Because he just followed what God did and God said.
啊，因为他只有照神的啊所说的来做。
Now, because our young generation in this country, they're wasting us so much of time for seeking for the opposite sex.
那么现在啊，我们的这个美国的年轻人，他们浪费很多的时间啊，自己去找将来的这个配偶。
Wasting of so much energy.
啊，这个浪费了我们很多的这个精力。
We don't have to do that.
啊，那事实上我们不需要这样做。
If we truly kneel down in the sight of God, we ask our God as our Lord, then we don't have to waste our time.
啊，那么既然我们跪下祷告啊，我们称我们的主是我们的啊这个啊主人的话。那我们不需要自我浪费时间。
Many times I talk to our youth, says, if you truly believe God, God's almightiness.
啊，有很多时候我对我们的教会的年轻人说，你都是真实的相信我们神是全能的神的话。
If you truly believe God knows your future, then rely on Him.
你说真实的相信神知道你的前途，那么你会啊专心的仰赖他。
Our time is short.
啊，我们的时间实在是很短。
Do not let us waste our time.
啊，所以不要浪费我们的自己的光阴。
When Jesus he came to this world, show us a great example.
啊，主耶稣到这世上来的时候，给我们一个最好的榜样。
He prepared for his ministry for 30 years.
啊，主耶稣为着他传道啊，他准备30年的光阴。
But after 30 years, he started his journey for his ministry, that he made a successful journey to accomplish all the will of God.
啊，30年的准备光阴之后，当主耶稣出来传道，啊，他已经完成了，啊，神已经托付他的使命。
And then he died on the cross. On the last minute, he says, "It is finished."
啊，当主耶稣最后一刻啊，死在十架的时候，啊，他说成了。
Although his life is short, like 30 years, 30-some years of his age. But he accomplished many things.
啊，虽然主耶稣在世上时间啊只有啊30多年啊，但是短短时间当中，他完成了大事。
What make it possible his life to make such a wonderful life? To he even claimed it is finished.
啊，这个啊什么因素啊，是主耶稣在短短的时间之中啊能够完成神所托付他的大事？所以他在十字架他喊说成了。
Because in his mind, the setting is only one goal is for glory for the Lord.
啊，因为在主耶稣啊，他的心里头啊，他只有定一个目标，就是要荣耀神。
So every minute, every days of his life, God guided him to properly let him walk to to finish his journey.
所以在每时刻他的生活当中啊，让神带领他达到这个最后的目标。
I'm sure because most of us here that you studying the college.
我想在座的成员大部分都是还是在校的年轻人。
Or some of you are in a work field.
那么有些你已经在工作的岗位上了。
And we have to think about what is our goal.
那我们想想啊，到底我们是什么是我们的目标
？Why I dedicate my time to study in the college？
啊，为什么我花时间要在大学里头
？Why I'm doing this career in my life？
啊，为什么啊，在我一生当中啊是要啊找这个啊这个目标
？We have to define this one。
啊，我们必须要啊，对我们将来做的事情要有个下一个定义。
We do not study because we want to prove ourselves。
啊，我们到学校啊读书，并不是要证实我们什么。
We do not doing the work because we want to have a just luxurious life in this world.
啊，这个我们不是为工作而工作而已。
If this is the only goal.
啊，若是这个为工作而工作而已的话。
If we are turn out to be truly the one who waste our time end up.
那么结果啊，变成我们啊自己浪费的时间。
Let us think about what is our goal is now.
啊，让我们好想到底现在我的目标是什么。
So that do not let waste our given precious time from God.
啊，所以我不会浪费神给我宝贵的光阴。
Here, go back to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们再回到这以弗所书的第五章
，verse 17,
第十七节。
So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. He mentioned that do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
啊，保罗在这里说，不要做糊涂人。要明白啊，主的旨意如何
？Since God called us each one in this true church, then each one has a certain mission from God.
啊，因为主耶稣他呼召我们来进入这个真教会啊，主耶稣对每一个人啊都有他的使命。
Let us find out the will of God.
啊，让我们查出神的啊旨意是什么
？So that we do not waste our time, but we utilize our time.For the Lord to glorify God.
啊，所以我们不会浪费光阴，我们好好的把握时间，啊，来为了神的国度努力。
There's a one son always faithful to father.
啊，有一个孩子啊，他对他父亲永远保持忠实。
But one thing this son has a lack of one is too hasty.
那么，但是这个孩子有一个缺点啊，就是他有时候太。啊，这个匆促行事。
So his father asked him to go to the office in the town.
啊，有一次啊，他的父亲叫他啊到城中的一个办公室去。
So when he called him, you please for you can go to the office, to meet this person for me.
啊，他说，请你啊到一个公司啊去找这个人啊，为我找这个人。
And then this man said yes, and then they rush out and to go to the town.
啊，那孩子接到电话，马上说是的，他马上赶着去了。
And then meet that person in the office, but forget he forget to bring he suppose what the father have to give certain things on his hands.
啊，他急着去找这个人，但是他忘记了啊，他父亲要托他这个带啊东西来见这个人的事。
Father said go, so he just went there, but he forget why he came here.
啊，当这个父亲说你去啊，他说啊，他就马上去，但是他忘了啊，他父亲要他啊拿了手上的东西。
We have to understand our will, the God's will that given us in our hands, so that we can step forward to the reach. To accomplish it.
啊，所以我们要明白神交在我们手上的啊是什么啊，因此我们才可能够达到目的。
Our time is only the wise man can have it.
啊，这个我们的时间啊，只有做一个智慧人啊，才能够有这个时间。
Lesson to Psalm chapter 90 verse 10.
我们看诗篇的第九十篇第十节。
Psalm 90 verse 10.
啊，诗篇九十篇第十节。在旧约七百二十六页
，Psalm 90 verse 10，
诗篇九十篇第十节。
As for the day of our life, they contend 70 years, or if due to strength 80 years, yet their pride is but labor and sorrow. For soon it is gone, and we fly away. And here the Moses, he talking about his life.
啊，在这里摩西啊，他谈到他的一生。
A life is a short.
啊，他说时间是很短。
You mentioned that the 70 or 80 years old.
他提到说是70岁或者是80岁。
This month ago, I visited one old man.
啊，在一个月以前啊，我访问了一个老人家。
He had a doctor degrees, and he's very success. He made his life very successful journey considering from this world point of view.
啊，他有一个博士学位啊，所以从这个今世的人眼光啊，他的确是有成就的人。
So he connect with a politician, so he make a lot of money.
那么他因为跟那个政治家有关系啊，所以他就赚了很多钱。
He's opened a business in China also.
那么他现在在中国大陆也有很多的生意。
So he took a picture with one of a powerful man in China.
啊，所以他跟这个啊，这个在中国啊，这个著名的人啊，一同照相。
Also, he took a picture with all the president of the United States one by one.
啊，他也跟过去的那些美国的总统啊，每一个都跟他照相。
Some of them give them an appreciation letter to him personally.
啊，甚至有些美国总统啊，也为他写了。啊，他们自己的感谢的信。
But he's is mid 80 years old.
啊，他大概是在八十多岁左右的人。
He cannot aware himself of what he's doing.
啊，但是他不知道他现在在做什么。
And several months of a severe insomnia that struck him.
那么几个月啊，这个失眠啊，就造成他身体健康很大的伤害。
Only waiting for the coming of death.
那么事实上，他已经到这个濒临啊这个死床的地步。
After I visit him next week, I heard that he passed away.
啊，当我这个访问他之后一个礼拜啊，就听到他过世的消息。
And I attended his funeral.
那么其实我一个礼拜之后我就参加他的丧礼。
And then I learned what his life means.
所以从这个事让我学到这个到底生命是什么。
What are you trying to do achieve in your life?
你一生当中你要做什么来达到你生命的目标。
Money or position or your big business.
你要追求是钱财或者是高的地位或者是大的生意吗？
One day you have to leave all this and you have to depart from this world.
因为到时间一到你会空手而离开这个世间。
God do not care about what you achieve in this world.
神他不关心你在世上成就了一些什么事。
But many times you think that because you're young, you have a healthy body, so you can do many things, it seems like.
那么常常你想说我现在有健康的身体我可以成就很多的事。
But don't forget the day is keep coming to us.
但是不要忘记这个时期慢慢的接近。
It gives us a wisdom.
那么想起这些事给我们智慧。
Chapter 90 verse 12.
这个九十篇的第十二节。
So teach us to number our days that we may present to thee a heart of wisdom.Yes, so teach us for number our days.
诗篇九十篇十二节说求你指教我们怎样试算自己的日子。
Telling us our day is short.
让我们知道说我们的时间实在是很短。
I remember when I was in El Monte Church, in a Korean church, that I helped many elderly people many years ago.
几年前我在这 El Monte 教会就是韩国教会，我帮了很多这个年老的弟兄的忙。
They one by one and disappear from this world.
那么他们一个一个的就过世了。
Every time I attended their funeral, I realized that is a life.
每次我们参加他的丧礼的时候，我就想那就是人生。
It is important our diligence show ourselves to achieve something in this world.
因为现在对现代人来讲在这一生当中要成就一些事，
But important thing is for what?
但是你想想，那是为着什么
？If for the glory, for the glory, glory of God, then it's good.
若是为着荣耀神，那么这是好事。
But it's only for ourselves.
若是为着我们的而已的话
，Truly the pitiful one.
的确是非常这个悲哀的事。
Let's go back to the Ephesians.
我们再回到以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书的第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
以弗所书第五章十八节。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
以弗所书5章第18节.
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is a dissipation, but filled with the Spirit. Verse 19, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. And here the 18 says, do not get drunk with the wines.
18节提到说不要醉酒.
We know because all the worldly things that attract in our life.
我们想想这一生当中使我们想追求的事.
And spiritually it doesn't help us our life at all.
事实上在属灵上意义来说对我们都没有造就的。
That's why the verse 18, the last portion says, but be filled with the Spirit.
所以18节的末段说乃是要被圣灵充满。
Instead of we get drunk with the wine, get drunk with the Holy Spirit.
意思说以其让酒来酒醉我们不如让圣灵来充满。
When we get drunk with the Holy Spirit, then our reaction is turned out to be like verse 19.
若是我们饮于这个圣灵的话，那么结果就是像十九节所说的。
And speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. And this is happen when the Holy Spirit come with us, with the fullness of the Holy Spirit come with us.
若是我们饮于圣灵，让圣灵充满的话。 那么这是一个非常自然的结果，就是会用这个诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对唱、口唱心和的来赞美主。
And we, this during these 2 weeks, we can do our best to pray to the Lord and listen to the Word of God. We can kneel down in the sight of God. So we ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit because of this purpose.
在两个礼拜当中，我们可以向神虔诚的祷告。 让我们让圣灵充满，能够达到以上所说的。
So we want to recover the true joy that put in our hands, so we can hold our life to make a victorious life in this world.
我们真正能够尝到这个灵里头的喜乐，让我们能够知道好好的把握住我们手上的这个宝贵的光阴。
I hope that God help us, all the brothers and sisters, give us encouragement, and give us some true wisdom to guide our life and through the right directions.
所以我们祷告求神赐给我们智慧，引导我们的生活走上这个对的方向。